just within the last 2 to 3 years, we started, and this is under the direction of our Commissioner Bob Peck and Chief Architect Les Shepard, we started to turn our focus towards interiors and realizing the benefit to the government agencies, our tenants, and how we can help them produce much more healthier, sustainable, and productive workspaces. So this program relates to that and, of course, to the big push for offices to become more sustainable. So this particular initiative, Workplace Transformations, is an opportunity for agencies to tap into GSA as a resource, and we are offering free design services. If they have a little bit of money and a little bit of time and patience, we'll go into their space and make it over using our five principles that are outlined in our new video.
So tell me the truth. Did you get this idea from those cable television shows about designing on a dime and things like that? Is that where this came from?
Well, sure. It seems, you know, interior design is moving in that direction. Everything is quick and dirty, and just get your hands dirty, get on it, and get it done quick and, you know, kind of a low-cost, no-cost concept. And it did inspire us. It caused us to turn the profession, you know, is well aware of the push in that area. And as we see and are exposed to more of those programs, we say, why can't that apply to federal office space? And how can we make it a viable option to them when they're not part of a large prospectus-level project and don't have significant budget request in and approved? This is just an inexpensive way for them to improve their space and take pride in their space.
We're talking with Diane Juba, the Interior Design Program Manager at the General Services Administration. You mentioned those five techniques that we can find in the video, which we'll link to on federalnewsradio.com. What are those five techniques? Give us a rundown.
Okay. Well, to demonstrate the power of these fundamental principles, we have put together a little team, and we selected three projects that we could use for demonstration of the five principles. And the principles are, and there's a couple of different ways to define them depending on the project that you're on, but basically it's declutter, invest in art, repair and repaint, and let the light in, and last, limit your personalization. So by applying these five principles to these three pilot projects, we were able to demonstrate how it could work and how it could be done on a very small budget.
I was with you until you said limit your personalization. I don't know exactly what that means.
You don't want to take away people's opportunity to make their workspace feel personal. They deserve and should be allowed to display photos of their family and things that are personal to them, because it makes them, it's a, you know, good feeling. But at the same time, when Beanie Baby collections pop on the scene and they tend to take over the workspace, well, that is stretching it and needs to be limited. So it's that and too many photos and things where the workspace, the tack boards, are not an opportunity for a family photo album.
Everything in moderation is what you're saying.
Exactly.
Those five things that we talked about, those five techniques that are versatile anywhere, they can apply to me. They can apply to you. They can apply to your home. They can apply to any office space, really. Why haven't we done this before?
That's a good question. I think the sustainable factor has driven this, and the fact that agencies don't have a lot of money to spend. And it's also the realization by GSA and the agencies themselves that because federal office space, the organizations themselves typically don't have a workspace czar, someone that runs around and says, oops, you're breaking the rules here, here, and here. You got to get rid of this. There's really no one policing it. typically. So in the private sector, when I've conducted interviews with, you know, them and how they manage their space, they have a person appointed to make a walkthrough every 3 months, and they control and eliminate on an as-needed basis just to keep their space professional-looking. So I think it comes down to the fact that federal space is not typically policed and managed in terms of these things like personalization. And the sustainable factor certainly comes into play, how we can get more bang for our buck and make a high impact on a very low cost. And also reuse existing. It's most furniture is fine if it can just be rearranged, refurbished, or just moved away from the windows to let the light in. So they're very simple tips.
And I wanted to also ask about any of the offices that may have worked with you under this program. Can you name names and give us some for instances on how this is working out?
Well, to start with, as I said, we started with the GSA agency. It's the CIO's office, and it's a relatively small office of about 10 people, maybe 1,200 square feet, not very large. And it was each of the projects that we focused on had a different set of challenges. So when you walk into the space, you immediately know, oh, I can see right off. Here's the main problem. So in that particular case, we needed to help them unify their work staff. They didn't have good collaborative space. They were all working off on their own, but they wanted to meet more and have an environment that was more conducive to collaboration. So we just rearranged their office and had their conference table replanned, and we dressed it up with consistent artwork, and voila, it all happened. So that was one of them. In the HUD Health Unit, which is here in D.C., their biggest challenge was really old, decrepit furniture that they had picked up pretty much as excess, and it showed. You walked into the space and you knew that it was, you know, very out of date, and it was just, they wanted something new, but they didn't know where to go to get it. So we have resources too that, like, for excess furniture, because GSA runs a big warehouse that has that operation. So we're able to put the two together and pull from that inventory. And we helped the HUD unit by relocating this old file server, putting it into a storeroom because it was such an eyesore. And then we also were able to obtain repurpose a very nice-looking reception area, reception desk for them. So we got rid of the old broken piece and brought in the new, or the more updated look.